church changing, pastor restoring books. $30 for the two of them, Limited Church, Unlimited Kingdom, and The Power of Hospitality. I'm going on a little bit of a limb here to do that. Now, if you're writing a check and you want them, you're going to include $6 for postage and handling for the two books. You don't have to get them together like that. Rob's book is a $23 book. Your gift of $20, we'll put it in your hands today. Just call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. If you want the special offer, I would suggest that you call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. You won't find the special offer on our website. So call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, if you want that special offer, Limited Church, and The Power of Hospitality. It'll change your world, and it will open it in ways that you never, ever dreamed possible. Rob, there is so much in your book, so many implications of your book, and here on the back of the book, as I look at your visage here, you say that your most important ministry is loving your wife and your six children. You've got the quiver full, and your wife. That is the greatest ministry a pastor can have. Thanks so much for joining us, Rob, and friends. Again, become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Don't wait for the other guy to do it. He's not doing it. Guaranteed. We're at the moment of truth. We're in the valley of decision. As a church, as a people, will we obey God or not? The decision is up to us.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Why don't you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. We'd love to hear what you'd like to talk about, but I thought just to talk a little bit about the coming economic collapse that's going to destroy the financial infrastructure of our country, and it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when, and I think it's drawing closer and closer. You go back to the 1970s, America was the largest credit nation in the world. We were the leading industrial producer. About the mid-1980s, we began to sort of shift from being a creditor nation to a debtor nation. And today, America is the largest debtor nation in the world today. And we have certainly a phenomenal amount of debt. We have more debt in the United States than they have in all of the 26 countries over there in the European Union combined. And basically, we have a debt that will never be paid off, and they're simply lying to us about the federal debt, because of course they tell us it's about $16.7 trillion, but it hasn't gone up here in three or four months because they're just simply rigging the books. And they tell us, oh, we're only going to spend about $650 billion at deficit this year, but it's really going to be closer to $1 trillion, because they don't want the American people to know that when Barack Hussein Obama became president, why suddenly the national debt was about $10.6 or $10.7 trillion. today at $16.7 trillion and probably much higher than that. They're just rigging the books. But basically, you're talking about an increase of $6 trillion in the national debt over a period of a little over 5 years, not even quite 5 years. How do you do that? Why, you set out to destroy the infrastructure of our society, and that's exactly what they're doing. You can't keep spending money you don't have. But of course, even that is not entirely true, because it's never, actually, the debt is far higher. If we actually calculated our debt the way the federal government calculated its debt, the way we require every corporation to calculate their debt, the corporations, when they have a pension that they are obliged to pay by agreements, why, of course, they have to add that into their debt. We don't do that. We just simply ignore that. If you actually, we would put in the Social Security and Medicare figures that we have agreed to pay, we're talking about over $87 trillion. And then, of course, when you begin to take in the state debt, and the states have massive deficits, and basically they're living on borrowed money, most of them are. And then, of course, you begin to get the corporate debt and the individual debt. You're talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars, and it will never be paid off. And the only way to really solve the problem is simply to dump the system and start it all over again. And basically what they will do simply is destroy the value of our currency, the value of your savings, the value of your annuities, the value of your pensions, the values of your bonds, and a difficult time lies ahead. And I'd like to know what you think about this or anything else. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we should be talking about this. We should demand that they try to get things straightened out, that we have massive cut in government spending. But basically, even if we were to tax everything that everybody made for the entire year, why, of course, we could not come up with a $6 trillion or we increase the debt every single year. If you actually calculated the debt, certainly for the federal government, the way that certainly every corporation, so-called GAAP, General Accepted Accounting Principles. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. It's open lines.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Are you the first responder in your family? Not everyone has the courage, but you do, or you wouldn't be paying attention right now. You may have a weapon and are primed to protect. But do you have the right food stored to feed your family when the unexpected happens? Since 1970, the Freeze-Dry Guy stands ready, helping leaders like you be prepared with the finest freeze-dried foods, dehydrated foods, and emergency preparedness products. This includes high-protein food with real meat. It comes with a guaranteed 25-plus-year shelf life, so this great-tasting food is ready to eat and enjoy when you are. And freezedryguy.com is ready to pay for shipping in the lower 48 states. Your loved ones gain from your strength and courage, but make sure they also have food when they need it most. Go to freezedryguy.com now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Be the first responder and last line of defense.
Well, Dr. Stan here. It's Open Line Wednesday. And if you're out there or you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'd love to know what you'd like to talk about. But you can tell certainly what government wants by the way they arrange their tax structure, the way they arrange their laws. You go to, for instance, Texas, why they have a very good tax structure. It really encourages companies to come there. They don't have a lot of restrictions as far as specific regulations that they have to follow and laws that drive them crazy. Whereas in California, where we are, why everything is done to discourage businesses from being here. And certainly they raise the high tax rates, but it's all the petty, certainly, the regulations and rules and laws that make it extremely difficult for certainly industries to be here in California. Certainly we do have Silicon Valley, but they are not regulated the way that other industry is regulated. And so basically the system is designed to force corporations to leave the state and go to other states, and it's to their benefit and certainly to our detriment as this happens. But even here at the national level, of course, everything is done to encourage corporations, major industrial corporations that are actually manufacturing goods, to leave the country because, of course, the corporate tax here in the United States is 35%, 35% across the board. Suddenly, when you start paying your taxes, you pay 35%. You can go overseas and pay 2 or 3% the taxes. You don't have all the rules and regulations. So everything is being intensely done to actually drive our corporations to begin producing overseas. Now, why is that going on? Well, it doesn't make any sense, ladies and gentlemen, unless you understand that there is a globalist agenda. And the globalists, of course, want to build up the economies in other countries and lower the economies here. And basically, that's really what's happening. When certainly, if you take into account inflation, workers get far less today in industry than they did, say, 20 years ago for comparable jobs. And basically, of course, more and more and more Americans are out of work. And basically, when you see these government figures telling us, oh, the unemployment rate is dropping, isn't that wonderful? Well, basically, it's, of course, when you go to a certain length, I think it's 6 months or 9 months, of unemployment benefits, you run out of benefits. So you don't have a job, but they simply don't count you as unemployed any longer. And if you take into account certainly the people who've come off of unemployment benefits, you take into account the people who've given up looking for work, or you take into account the people who are actually working certainly at very low-paying jobs and working maybe less than 30 hours a week. Why, you're talking, we have certainly well over 23%, according to John Williams in shadowstatistics.com, shadowstats.com, and you can go to his website. It's well worthwhile going there. John does a wonderful job. And incidentally, he will be our guest in a couple of weeks here on our evening program, and we hope that you'll be listening at the time. Well, it's open line, so we do want to hear from you. It's open because I don't want to just be talking about what's going on. I want to know what you want to talk about. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to talk to you about certainly what's going on. If you want to talk about Syria, if you want to talk about the planned program, the globalist program, which is certainly being introduced and being implemented today to drive industry out, certainly out of the United States into other countries. Because the whole idea, ladies and gentlemen, is equality. They want to raise living standards in other countries. They want to lower living standards in the United States. And that's exactly what you're seeing. We've actually created a large middle class in China. We're having a large middle class in India. And basically all across the world, we're raising living standards. But in the process, we're lowering living standards here. And we're running up a massive debt that will never, never, never be repaid. Well, basically, right now we have Sharon calling. And again, once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And let's go to Sharon, who's calling us from Washington, D.C., and we'll talk about whatever she wants to talk about. Hi, Sharon. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm actually in Spokane, Washington, but that's okay. And this doesn't have to do with world events. It has to do a little bit with what you've been talking about as far as chips put into phones and computers so that they can track what we're doing. Do you have a recommendation for someone that needs a new computer that doesn't want to get a laptop that has all of that technology in it that they can spy on you?
Well, basically, of course, if you have a computer, don't have it hooked up to the net, because if it's hooked up to the net, why? Because they can tap into your computer and find out what you're doing. And there are even many of the more modern computers, there are little cameras in them and there are little microphones in them that they can access your information. That was not true of the older ones, but it's certainly increasingly with the laptops and other computers, especially if you have something so that you can actually talk to other people and look at them suddenly, and then they can look at you. Why? A big brother can watch you at the same time. So it's very difficult in the world we live in today to avoid being monitored. And believe me, Sharon, they're monitoring everything we do, but it's always in the name of protecting us against criminals or protecting us against terrorists. And I'm sure that there's some people working in government who believe that, but the people who are manipulating this whole thing really want a dictatorship. They want the world of 1984, and the world in 1984 is coming very, very rapidly. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295 if you're out there and have a question. But does that answer your question, Sharon? It's very difficult. You cannot avoid it. Every time you go out, certainly, why they're taking your picture with the cameras that are there. Every time you buy anything, if you buy it with a credit card, they have a record of that. So they have vehicles by which they can track everything we do. Basically, this is all part of this move towards a dictatorship. It's so difficult for the average individual to believe that we are seeing the fulfillment of George Orwell's dream, but he knew exactly what was going to happen, and we're seeing it fulfilled today.
Well, I agree with you. I just wondered what you use for a computer, because you use the internet all the time.
Oh, they have been monitoring me for many years. Basically, many years ago, I sent away and got my FBI file. You can get your FBI file under the Freedom of Information Act. And page, 20 or 30 pages, all blacked out in the name of national security. I'm a patriot. I've spent my whole life trying to defend this country. And basically, about the only thing I could really find there in the file was they had clippings every time I gave a talk. Why there was public knowledge, they would actually have somebody clip the newspapers, and there were copies of all those clippings of the hundreds of talks I gave. They're in my FBI file. But I'm sure they have a file for you. You probably not only have an FBI file, you have a Office of Homeland Security file, a CIA file, probably a DARPA file. And basically, these files are all then coordinated through something called fusion centers. And the fusion centers certainly are there, where they correlate the files from various sources. And unfortunately, we live in two worlds. Most people live in the world of the apparent world, but it's not a real world. They live in a make-believe world. The real world is where certainly our government is today. It is certainly financing the terrorists over there, the revolutionaries, and I should say the mercenaries in Syria. This is not a civil war, no matter what they talk about, because most of the people there are not Syrians. They're mercenaries that are being brought in from Chechnya. They're being brought in from from Iraq and from Iraq and from certainly the North Africa. Most of the people who are fighting there, very, very few of them are Syrians. They are professional mercenaries, and we're financing a revolution against the existing government. And it is the people we are financing and training and arming who've killed that 100,000 people. Certainly the Syrian government, the Syrian army, is not going to intentionally be killing its own people. And certainly, 2 million Syrians have fled the country. Another couple of million are living in concentration camps. In Syria, we've killed 100,000 of them, over 100,000 now. And where's the outcry from our religious leaders here in America? Where's the outcry from our conservative political leaders? And there isn't any. Everybody's sort of going along with it, assuming that what they're telling us is the truth, and it's not the truth. They're lying to us because the media is controlled, and our reality is created for us by those who control television and radio and control the newspapers and the magazines and most of the major publishing houses. But fortunately, there's a growing number of people out there in alternative radio, and we have the internet, and they're all doing a good job. And I think really I'm very, very optimistic after I reported just yesterday that in Colorado they actually voted out two of the senators who'd actually voted to disarm the people to take their guns away. The president of the United States couldn't get sufficient support for his effort to attack Syria. I think that we're having a tremendous impact. I think we have much to be thankful about. But go ahead, Sharon.
Yeah. Good. Oh, no, that's fine. I totally agree with what you said. So just have to be strong and pray for God's guidance and speak up when we have the chance.
But I think the most
people out. I think that's great in Colorado that they've. I'd have a couple of senators in Washington I'd like to vote out.
Well, why don't you get somebody up there to organize it and then get people in behind them? But the most important thing we have to understand is behind everything going on today are powerful supernatural forces. And I don't
right.
believe God's very happy with the way that we've been handling things here. Anything else you'd like to cover?
No, thank you very much.
God bless. That was Sharon calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have John on the line from Spokane. But we're going to a break here. We'll be back to him. But give us a call if you're out there, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. And John, hang on, we'll get you as soon as we get through the break.
America. You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050. And we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And do we have John on the line? John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, fine. Well, it's good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment I'd like to share.
Okay, well, that's what Open Lines is all about. Go right ahead.
Good. Earlier, you were talking about corporate taxing and corporations moving offshore and what have you. And there was a point in time where I worked for an estate and tax planning firm. I was just a sales rep. That's all I was doing. So, like most sales reps, they give you enough just to do your job, but you don't really have the full picture. But there were a number of different ways that corporations can be either set up within the United States to minimize their taxes and their legal liabilities and this type of thing, as well as offshore. And a lot of corporations in California, even though the physical plant is in California or the operation is in California, the corporation is incorporated somewhere else. Or what happens is the plant, like, for example, might be in a high-tax area, but all the profits are captured somewhere else. And to give you an example, a real simplistic example of how it was done offshore, this is just one of many, and then what happens is as the insiders find out that more than just the people in the club, so to speak, are finding out how to do this, then what they do is they get the IRS they get Congress to change the laws and how it's done, and so the code changes and this kind of thing. But, for example, let's say you're Honda and you want to, quote-unquote, have an assembly plant here in the United States. So the parts are manufactured in Japan, and they're sold to a company that's in a tax haven, and they're sold for really cheap. So the taxes paid by Honda in Japan are minimal. They don't show much profit enough, you know, so they can get stockholders and what have you. But the parts are sold cheap to an offshore company. And then those parts are sold to the assembly plant here in the United States for quite a bit. So what happens is the car gets assembled here in the United States. but they don't show any much if any profit in the United States. All the profit is offshore. And what can happen is you could even have, for example, that offshore corporation that's owned by a trust, which the beneficiary of that trust is owned by another trust. And so you end up having these firewalls of legal and tax liability. And then you're in a tax haven where if somebody wants to bring suit or they want to, it's so hard.
Well, but basically, John, they've set the system up so that if you have a great deal of money, why are you going to avoid taxes if you are an average individual like you and I and you try to avoid taxes, you end up going to prison? The system is totally unfair.
Of course. And then even in Ed Griffin's book, The World Without Cancer, and he was talking about how this whole elite system was set up and what have you. He was talking about Ivy Lee, who was working with Standard Oil, and he was then, there was a congressional hearing and what have you, and they're saying that he's working for, I forget exactly how the story goes, but what was happening was he was being paid large sums, but it was going into a company, into a trust offshore. And so, I don't know about this trust. I don't know what money you're talking about and all this kind of stuff. And I believe, and I can't say this for a fact, but, you could have, whether it's congressmen, senators, whatever the case may be, and they could have something in there for their benefit. Now, if you own, like, for example, if you're the beneficiary of some offshore trust, okay, the moment you capture any of those profits, I don't care where you are as a U.S. citizen, you're taxed on your worldwide income. So the moment you go ahead and you take ownership of that money, you're taxed. And the byline of these people is not what you own, it's what you control.
Right.
And that's their whole game.
And of course, the tax laws are set up to benefit certain people rather than others. And that's why we certainly shouldn't be having a federal income tax. In fact, basically, this was our founding fathers did not want a federal income tax. It was only put in, it's only going to be 1 or 2%. And just for those very wealthy people, and it's always put out that way, John, it's only for the wealthy people. And then it ends up, of course, it really affects us, and the wealthy people get away with the whole thing. Hey, we're just about out of time. If you want to call back after the break, well, we'll be glad to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
God bless.
You too.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And she's saying that her doctor is talking to her about how they can get a real bargain. They can get her genetics, and it can be done. They can certainly, for only $99, get $1,000 worth of genetic testing done on her. And basically, of course, it'll be online, but that's all right, you know. But they'll know all about her genetics. That tells about her whole background, people on both sides. And she wanted to know why they wanted to have this information on her genetics, why they're pushing to get the information on her genetics. And I simply said that there is a population control agenda. And if you doubt that, go to my website and look up population control agenda, or simply go up on the internet. I go to Google or whatever your search engine is and type in population control agenda, Stan Monteith or Radio Liberty. Read it through. It's somewhat old. I've updated a great deal in my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, but basically they really want to actually have simply the only people who will be allowed to live are those with superior genetics, and the rest they're going to eliminate. Anything else, Sandy?
Oh, I just wondered about it, especially when I heard today for the first time about all the newborns now having genetic testing done on them right away.
This is long-term planning, Sandy. They want to engineer everything. They want to be able to engineer human beings.
Yeah. And I just want to say I so appreciate your program. I learned so much from you. I write things down. I pass it along to other people. I call in other talk shows. And I just so appreciate what you're doing. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And thank you so much for your words of encouragement and for getting our information out. Have you read the Population Control Agenda?
I have read some stuff up on your website, and I've also read the Georgia Guidestone things.
Good.
And I know that they want to maintain it to a certain level. Well, they've got a lot of people to kill off if they want to maintain that level.
They really do, and they intend to kill off an awful lot of people, and this is why I'm really very, very concerned about the way things are going, because everything points to the fact that they're planning a major war in the Middle East, and it'll probably expand into a world war. Not right now, but of course it's coming down the line. And of course, if you read the Bible, it's prophetic.
Yes.
Okay, God bless, and thanks so much, Sandy.
Thank you.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. It's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And right now we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee, how are we doing?
Oh, not too bad. It's a little warm. Yeah, I wanted to respond to your earlier caller. It was a Cheryl or a Sharon, and I would answer affirmatively, yes, it is possible to obtain a computer that is safe from snooping. Basically, what you need to do is have somebody build you a custom computer with trustworthy hardware and trustworthy software.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, I just suggested she not hook it up to the Internet. But, of course, then you can't get into all of these amazing things that are on the Internet we certainly want access to. So, basically, once again, how can she do this? Tell it once again, how can you get a safe computer? Or they're not going to be able to monitor what is going on in your home, because so many of the computers, especially the laptops now, have little cameras built in. And oh, isn't it nice? You can talk to other people and you can see them, and they can talk to you and you can see them. But basically, it means that Big Brother can watch both of you. But go ahead, Dee.
Yeah, if you'll give me a minute, I'll elaborate on that statement a little bit. Trustworthy hardware, that means a desktop, not a laptop. If you're going to do networking, use external Wi-Fi devices connected via USB or even better as Ethernet. Now, why do you want to do that? Well, you can have a camera on your computer, but if it's connected via USB, if you don't want it on, you just pull the USB. In other words, you have an external mean of breaking the circuit. And then trustworthy software, and that means some flavor of Linux. Ubuntu might be a good choice these days, but you definitely don't want Apple, and you don't want Windows. All Windows since 1998 has had numerous undocumented or poorly documented surveillance capabilities. And Linux, by contrast, there's a special command you can issue. It's called DU, disk usage, and it'll tell you every process that's running on that computer. So if there's a process that says SNP 1, 2, or 3, you can go shut them down. But that's not the case with Windows or Apple.
Well, I think these things are specifically designed to spy on us. They know exactly what they're doing. But the average individual certainly cannot believe that anybody would want to know what I'm doing. Well, having seen my FBI file, I know they've been watching me for years because I've been a patriot and I've been trying to wake people up. And fortunately, I know I've certainly hoped for that we have that influence on people. But they're just watching so far, certainly, although they've tried many times to infiltrate our organization, at least at the present time, I don't think they have. They have in the past, and we had to get rid of some of the people who came in and worked with us because they were certainly government shills or whoever, Brotherhood of Darkness shills or occult shills or whatever. But right now, certainly, I think we're doing fairly well. But this is the real world we live in. Most people live in the make-believe world, you know, where we have football and we have baseball and we have Hollywood and we have all sorts of these exciting things going on. And this wonderful utopian society, but it's not real. The real world is, of course, the world that exists over in Syria today, where our mercenaries are killing civilians, have killed over 100,000 of them. 2 million people have fled their homes and lost everything. Several other million are certainly living in concentration camps inside of Syria. And basically, total chaos. American tax dollars at work. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And basically, how can people actually get a computer such as you're describing?
You would go to a custom builder, well, such as myself. I'm out of the business right now, but for about 10 years, I built computers at a little shop here in Post Falls. And you definitely want to avoid smartphones and tablets and laptops because they usually have hardware Wi-Fi capability that's not overwritable, that, like, for example, the Centrino chipset. But computer hardware is so relatively cheap that my final point here is that it's very affordable to actually own two machines, and you would want to have like a desktop machine which has absolutely no networking capability whatsoever, and you could put your personal photographs or financial records on something like that, and then use another one that you might want to network. And once again, I wouldn't use any flavor of Apple or Microsoft, and I would use external USB devices for your networking because you can always unplug them, and you know they're unplugged because you have control over the data path.
Well, I appreciate so much calling and letting us know about that because, as you know, this is not my specialty, and I appreciate the fact that you know how to build computers and you know how to make them secure.
All right. Well, have a good night.
Good night. God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. And we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Dr. Stan, it's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And we have Herman calling in from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I'd like to bring up the story, a sad story of Detroit, Michigan, that is facing bankruptcy. They're going into proceedings now. And the biggest creditors are the pensioners. And with many of the industries having moved out, they don't have a tax base to support their obligations. Plus, they've had a corrupt government for years. It's just a sad situation.
I certainly share your concern there. And this is not simply in Detroit. There are lots of other cities here in California. Stockton's gone bankrupt and all across the country. Why more and more of our cities have massive debts. And basically, people don't understand you can't live on debt. If you're a municipality, you shouldn't be out borrowing money. You should be able to cover what you spend. And if you can't, you shouldn't be spending it. But cities just like states, like the federal government, like individuals, are living on debt. And eventually the whole thing collapses. This is nothing new. Of course it's going to have to collapse. How can you keep on simply borrowing money? And eventually, of course, the federal government can get around that because they simply print more money, but the cities and the states can't. And they've got to be able to pay their bills. And basically, they're going to then have to. And we're seeing this all across the country. They're beginning to increase the size of classes. There's certainly teachers have a difficult time getting a job. And basically, the whole situation is beginning to break down, but it's going to start, I believe, at the federal level. Right now, of course, many of the cities are going bankrupt, but and the counties are going bankrupt. But one of these days, the federal government is going to simply collapse literally overnight. And the tragedy is the people who are in government bonds and similar things are simply going to, I believe, lose everything they have invested. Anything else you wanted to say, Herman, or should we go to our next caller?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, fine. Thank you. And let's go to Grant, who's calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line, so give us a call. And hi, Grant, how are we doing?
Well, doing well, doing well. Say, speaking of collapse, just finished reading an article online. If you go to the coininfo.com site, it's called At World's End, the 5 Stages of Collapse. It's a fairly long article, but it covers a lot of good points.
Basically, is the idea that our monetary system is going to collapse, our tax structure is going to collapse, our federal government is going to collapse, or are they all going to collapse?
Yeah, well, it's going to go through all those points. I was reading one of the articles, too, on that site, and came across a statement from last night's speech from our commander-in-chief and saying about how he decided to wait. He's just using his judgment as commander-in-chief, but close in the saying, but I'm also the president of the world's oldest, which is questionable.
He called it a democracy, an old constitutional democracy.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't know the difference, that we are not a democracy. In fact, our founding fathers abhorred democracy. In fact, James Madison in the 10th of the Federalist Paper said, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal liberty and the rights of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. That's James Madison, the 10th of the Federalist Papers. You can look it up on the internet. And basically, I think we're moving towards that point of violence in their death. Go ahead.
Yeah, so then he finishes up by saying, so even though I possess the authority to order military strikes, which maybe he can order the strikes, but he doesn't have the authority to declare war according to the Constitution. Then he just goes on to say, I believed it was right in the absence of a direct or imminent threat to our security to take that debate to Congress. To me, that was the ultimate of tyrannical arrogance.
Well, but remember, it's so easy to get angry with Barack Hussein Obama. I think he's a despicable individual. I think he's a liar. But basically, remember, he does what he's told to. He is simply the front man for what I call the invisible government, the Council on Foreign Relations, trilateralists. That's where Kerry comes from. That's where Susan Rice comes from. That's where Dianne Feinstein comes from. Well, that's where so many of the key people, John McCain, they're all parcel of this subversive organization founded back in 1921 as a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society intent upon bringing about world government. And that's why we have our troops in over 130 nations. It's all about world government dominating the world. It's certainly, this is why we have our bases in between 800 and 1,000 foreign bases. This is why we have the largest Navy in the world. This is why we spend more on our military than the next 10 major nations combined. And it's about time the American people understand the subversive element that controls both political parties and makes mockery of our elected Sydney officials and our electoral process. We have to understand that this Barack Obama, in all probability, didn't win the election last November. But that's why they brought out Cyril Petraeus' sexual exploits. Here's the director of the CIA. They're listening to all of his telephone conversations. They're reading all of his emails. They're reading all of his faxes. What do they find? He's having a sexual affair. So why do they announce it across the country? Simply as a diversion. So we won't think about the fact that they stole the election. They did control Romney, because they did. But they wanted Barack Hussein Obama there for another 4 years, and then they'll put a Republican in. They go back and forth simply to keep the American people thinking that we're going to be able to change things, but we're really not. And when Ronald Reagan got in and tried to do something, what happened? Well, first of all, he was forced to accept George Herbert Walker Bush as his vice president. And I'll never forget hearing Sidney Jerry Falwell tell the story, basically, that Jerry Falwell and Phyllis Schlafly and a number of the religious leaders had gone to Ronald Reagan and said, look, you're going to get the nomination for the presidency, governor, but certainly you've got to promise us you will not select George Herbert Walker Bush as your vice president. You've got Jack Kemp, you could have Phil Crane. You got a lot of good people out there, but the one person who is not acceptable to the religious community is George Herbert Walker Bush. And Ronald Reagan gave his promise, and then he spent an evening with Henry Kissinger, and I think it was Gerald Ford. And the next day, Ronald Reagan selected George Herbert Walker Bush as his vice president. And Jerry Falwell, and I talked to somebody who told me this story, who was there, Jerry Falwell and the other religious leaders went to see Reagan, and Jerry Falwell shook his finger in Reagan's face and said, you lied to us, governor. You lied to us. And Reagan shook his head and said, I had no choice, Jerry. I had no choice. That's why I picked George Herbert Walker Bush. And then, of course, very shortly after he became president, it was just happened that the son of a very close friend of George Herbert Walker Bush tried to kill Ronald Reagan. And now, what are the chances that that would happen? In fact, George Herbert Walker Bush was having a dinner with the father that evening that Reagan was to be killed. Well, he wasn't killed, but after that, he simply turned the government over to George Herbert Walker Bush, and he became a figurehead just exactly like Barack Obama is today. Go ahead, Grant.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go right ahead, Herman.
Just sort of a rhetorical spot to chew on. We're claiming the moral authority of our country is to bomb Syria because of the alleged gassing of their own people. But you are well aware of the chemtrail issue and the chemicals. I'm doing work in Walla Walla, Washington, and the trees here are dying by the score. A lot of them were taken out the other night. We had a big windstorm here. And the other thing that I've noticed is that people around me, they're having respiratory issues and blood pressure issues, which could probably be traced to the barium aspect of those. But going back to the moral authority issue, how do we have a moral authority to bomb a country where a legion is gassing their own people? Why wouldn't somebody else have the moral authority to bomb us for doing it in a slower pace?
Well, hold that thought.
What's that?
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com.
And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a product you'd like to advertise, we'd love to advertise it for you. But anything you could do to help, why, we would be very much appreciated, because we want to keep this network of stations where we do radio 5 hours a day. We reach people all certainly across the country. And I'd like to take, maybe we had a little part in what happened there in Colorado. Certainly we have a program we do there at 7 o'clock every morning. Done it probably for 8-10 years. And we have a lot of followers in Colorado. And certainly just day before or yesterday, they voted out a couple of the senators that voted to take the guns away from the people. And I would hope that some of our people that listen to us regularly were certainly working in that effort to, because the people who want a dictatorship, they want to disarm the American people. They're not concerned about gun crimes. They're not concerned about people and little children being shot. In the cities where they have strict gun regulations, the incidence of gun-related crime is very high. In the areas where they have certainly the ability, the people to carry weapons and actually to carry concealed weapons, why, of course, the incidence of crime is very low. They know that. They just don't want the public to know that. And so I would like to think that maybe our efforts there in Colorado had an impact. But we do know that people across the country are listening and telling others, and certainly, hopefully, they're listening to our other friends that are on the front lines of this battle. And basically, we've had a couple of great victories in this last couple of days, certainly when President Barack Obama was not able to get any support for his effort to attack Syria and kill a lot more people. And of course, the reason he wanted to attack Syria and kill people is because he claims that Assad was actually killing people with poison gas, so we want to bomb them and kill them as well. But of course, the truth of the matter is, of course, it was basically the rebels, apparently, they got their poison gas from Saudi Arabia. And you can certainly go up on the internet and look up Dale Gavlak, G-A-V-L-A-K. G-A-V-L-A-K, Dale Gavlak. And he was a reporter who was over there in the area there, and he reports that suddenly he went into the rebel area. They told him what had happened. They told him Saudi Arabia had given them the poison gas, hadn't told them how to use it. And they ended up killing a lot of their own people, and they were very, very unhappy. So if Saudi Arabia provided the poison gas, why don't we go to war with Saudi Arabia and get rid of them? Then, of course, we could simply take over the country. We'd have all that oil. Or, of course, I'm being facetious. Ladies and gentlemen, the idea that we're going to remedy the use of poison gas and killing people by bombing Syria and killing people, does that really make sense to you? But then we live in a world gone mad, and what our purpose of Radio Liberty is to try to get you to think and think clearly. And how do you understand? Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through a couple of times. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It's really a pretty good talk, even if I do say so, because we have suddenly so many talks of forbidden secret. You can go up on our internet site, radioliberty.com, and look at all the various talks we have, DVDs, the four CD sets that we offer, four tape sets, and the books we offer. Get this information and anything that we have produced. You have my permission to reproduce it, as long as you're not doing it to make money, cover your costs, and get the information out. We're selling ideas. And the only reason we charge at all is because we need the money to keep going and pay for the radio time. And we do have a network of stations. This evening program is probably heard on 15 outlets when you take into account there's several internet sites that carry this, and certainly a network in the East with six stations, and network in Washington with five stations, and then internet and several internet stations, and we know of other people who carry our programs and just pull them down and play them. You need to help us get the information out. If you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, call us at 1-800-544-8927, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Judeo-Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who certainly was living a normal life just like everybody else, running a toy company when he was approached by a gentleman who offered to simply to put a great deal of money into his company, and they would expand certainly their sales internationally, and they'd make a great deal of money. And Bob Fletcher, not understanding that the man he was dealing with was a CIA asset, and they were going to start using the facilities of his toy company to smuggle weapons to the Contras in Nicaragua. Bob went along with that, and his life changed in the early 80s forever. He's become an excellent investigative reporter, put out a number of DVDs, which we carry on various subjects, but always a fascinating guest, and we always look forward to having Bob Fletcher with us here at Radio Liberty. Hi, Bob. How are we doing tonight?
Hi. Well, hanging in like the rest of the world, I guess.
And basically, how soon is that new DVD of yours going to become available? Because I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I am too. So it's the status right now is waiting for the first. What we have to get is a master disc done by the company that does the production. Companies that do the productions for us are in California. Been dealing with the same people for like 17 years, I guess now. Anyhow, so we're just waiting for their schedule, and we'll let you know. I don't want to get involved with taking any advanced orders until I've got product in hand. I don't like doing that, but I will say this: it's probably the most I don't know how to say it. It may be in depth, shocking, surprising accumulation of information that's ever been put together on a single Patriot expose of any sort at all. I guess it's really quite a production. So, you guys, you'll be the first to know about it. That's for sure. When we get it finished, like I said, not to be so repetitious, but we have literally had interruptions with this thing, with the production and our computers and things of that sort. It's been amazing. And then I found out, actually, through Alex. Alex told me that, in fact, the particular computer and program that I have been utilizing is one that specifically has a back door by the government, by the Homeland Security or whomever, with the ability for people to go in and listen and fool and change and mess around with the system.
Well, that, Bob, I've felt this all along because we've been looking over your shoulders. You've been developing this.
Sure.
And basically, for our listeners out there, this at least goes in part into basically the fact that the elite who run our country are anticipating a cataclysmic event coming down the line. And they're making preparations for them and their families, but specifically not for you. And basically, the information is classified, but the centers are there. They're storing large supplies of food and ammunition to protect the elite when the whole structure of society, as we know it, begins to break down. Would that be a fair assessment, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. It sure is.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is very real. Our guest is Bob Fletcher, and you really want to see this. I've been destined looking over Bob's shoulder as he's told me of problem after problem after problem. And I've always had this feeling, I bet they're sabotaging you, Bob. I bet they were able to get into that computer of yours. And now he tells me that that's what his computer is. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine, from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Are you the first responder in your family? Not everyone has the courage, but you do, or you wouldn't be paying attention right now. You may have a weapon and are primed to protect. But do you have the right food stored to feed your family when the unexpected happens? Since 1970, the Freeze-Dry Guy stands ready, helping leaders like you be prepared with the finest freeze-dried foods, dehydrated foods, and emergency preparedness products. This includes high-protein food with real meat. It comes with a guaranteed 25-plus year shelf life, so this great-tasting food is ready to eat and enjoy when you are. And freezedryguy.com is ready to pay for shipping in the lower 48 states. Your loved ones gain from your strength and courage, but make sure they also have food when they need it most. Go to freezedryguy.com now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Be the first responder and last line of defense.
I thought we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob's saying, you know, basically through the years, why he's always been able to call people in Washington, D.C. and ask them what was going on and be able to figure out most of the things happening. But he's puzzled by what's going on as far as Syria is concerned. And this idea that simply because Assad has supposedly used chemical weapons against his own people, there's no evidence of it. Certainly, all the evidence suggests that this poison gas came from Saudi Arabia and the rebels used it, and that's Assad didn't. In fact, it would be ridiculous to think that he would, knowing full well it would provoke an attack from America or certainly retribution from America. And that's the last thing that Assad wants, because he's trying to maintain at least some stability in the tragic land of Syria. But Bob says, you know, what's going on doesn't make sense. He doesn't even know who came up with this idea. Basically, if Assad would turn his chemical weapons certainly over to international control, then they would not attack him. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, basically, where did the chemical weapons come from? They came from Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein sent those chemical weapons. I remember in 2003, when the trucks were leaving Syria, this was before America attacked Iraq, because they had weapons of mass destruction. The weapons of mass destruction were all sent out of the country. They were sent to Syria. Our government knew that. I talked to the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations at that time. He confirmed this story. So did Joel Skousen. And from a number of sources, we knew that the chemical weapons had gone from Iraq into Syria in 2003. Now, where did Iraq get the chemical weapons? We gave it to them. The United States and Russia had both given chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein. Some of them were destroyed, certainly during the first Gulf War. The war with Kuwait, and then, of course, before we actually invaded Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction, they were all sent to Syria. But nobody wants to talk about that, Bob. But go right ahead. Now, Basically, what's going on today, almost as if it might have been very long-range planning. I don't know whether it was or not, but it certainly is coincidental. But nobody wants to talk about where Assad got his poison gas, and basically, I don't believe he made it in the bathtub. I believe it came from Saddam Hussein, and you can verify what I'm saying on the Internet, and Saddam got it from America. But go ahead.
Right, and most of these gases, as a matter of fact, are a little more high-tech than the bathtub mixtures. You know, it takes a little more usually to get everything just right, and reasonably stable for transportation before they're delivered to the enemy target and all of that. It takes a little more than, I guess you could do it in the bathtub, like you said, the possibilities. But you're absolutely correct. It does go back, at least the original formulas and the original X unknown volume that Hussein had delivered it when we went in after him. He ran him on across the border, just like you said, along with probably an awful lot of other weapons and things of that sort. Probably got a good lump sum cash with the idea for his own pocket. Not that he needed much. We'd stolen so many billions of bucks that we had sent them for years. But, of course, we caught him hiding down in a little dirt hole outside of some small village, and that was the end of that. But you're absolutely right, and he did transport all that over there. So when they get X numbers of finished product on hand, and then the formulas and the method by which to make it, you know, that's like an open book to anybody that has no morals or scruples to go ahead and make this. And see, something we have to also always remember, you know, there are very little surprises in the modern world. The technology now, where we can fly over and, you know, just send a satellite over, for crying out loud, and we can count vehicles, how many people are in them, what's on the back of the trucks, what the we can read the labels on the barrels that are on the back of the trucks. You know, so it's not like World War II when we, you know, if you didn't see it, you didn't know whether it happened or not. We know everything that's happening, every square inch of every foreign nation in the world, and we know it second by second. So there are no surprises when this stuff disappears over the border. We knew where it went, when it went there, where it was delivered, and probably got a good picture of the guy that signed for the paperwork to deliver this stuff. You know, I mean, it's just that good now. Like I say, there are no surprises. So we can't, anytime our leadership says, oh, geez, something happened and we didn't know this was going to happen, they're lying to us. And they've gotten into such a frame of mind in Washington where they do that on a daily basis on a multitude of subjects. I don't think they know what's the truth and what isn't by the time the end of the day is finished. And the American people, we've been such fools for so many years, you know, because we had this egotistical concept of ourselves that, in fact, we knew everything that was going on because we had this great news media that could cover the world, and we had this representative government that certainly was never going to do anything bad against the wonderful American people, and they were representing us and all the rest of that. And that come to find out at the end of moving toward the end of my life after 30 years of investigating, the same as yourself, that we've been lied to so often, none of us know what end is up anymore. Now, what I have, and I also wanted to just make a point that may be missed by some people, and that is that Saudi Arabia has recently made an offer to Russia that if they would pull away from the Syrian regime.
And from Iran as well.
Well, yes, but right. The offer to them very specifically just a short time ago was that if they would pull away from supporting Assad in Syria, that the Saudis would supply them with a low-cost oil to supply the Russians' needs. Now, whatever's gone with that, it's actually a fairly recent offer, and I don't know where it's at right now, but it was a you know, kind of a reduced price per barrel and a guarantee of supplying it to Russia.
Bob, that sounds ridiculous, because basically, certainly the largest producer of oil in the world today is the Soviet Union. Russia's the largest producer of oil. They're producing even more than Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, I can't really believe, and they're certainly the largest producer, second largest producer of natural gas. So basically, I can't imagine that they would be serious. Anybody would consider sort of a deal of that sort. They can produce their own oil. Of course, the reason they can do it is because we went over there and drilled certainly all of their oil wells for them, and they were financed certainly with loans from America back in 1990, 1991. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, it was August 27th was the actual byline on this by Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who's always done some fairly accurate reporting from that area. And the deal, I don't know exactly as I sit here, I don't know exactly what the production status is of gas and oil in Russia, but the OPEC production, they raised their production by 400,000 barrels a day. It's hard to imagine, folks. We, you know, what is it? It's presently it's something like $110, $112 a barrel. and they're now producing, actually this is a raise above what they were producing, of 400,000 barrels a day out of Saudi Arabia. So whatever, it's just amazing. But I'm not sure what Russia's, because they have a pipeline also. You know, there's a pipeline to Europe, and then Russia's involved with. So you'd have to really get in and look at all the finite points of this thing. And I know that the Russians had originally, the Russians had cut a deal. It's one of the reasons why they instantly jumped behind Syria in a supporting role, is that Russians had cut a big deal about two or three years ago, and it was a financing situation with Syria, and they also guaranteed, not only did they get a guarantee from Syria on petroleum products into Russia and assistance of whatever it was they needed, but the Russians then in return was giving them a guarantee that they would back them militarily if the Syrians got into trouble. So it's actually under a contract related to oil pipeline facilities, production, and all of that. And exactly the finite details, I don't know, but I know that existed. And so that is, you know, a big reason possibly why the Russians also might legitimately try to broker the deal that we do see on the table right now. You know, when it first was announced to us, it was announced by Hillary Clinton. She came bouncing out of either the Capitol, the White House, wherever it was, a little while back, a few days back, and made this announcement that this thing was on the table. And then we were wondering, what does she have to do with it? Because she's technically, unless I, did I miss something? Because I don't think she's not employed by the government any longer, is she?
No, you she's know? Not.
So, and it's like, what is she even doing coming out and making what represented to be an announcement of the United States government? Why? I don't understand that. That was really strange.
Well, a lot of strange things go on all the time. They figure most of us were too dumb to really understand what's going on or to really want to inquire about what's going on. But I share your concern. Anyway, Chris, our guest is Bob Fletcher. We're moving into some very, very difficult times over there. Oh, suddenly, will Assad turn over all of his chemical weapons? He may very well, if he could be assured that this foolish war ceases and they stop killing all those Syrian people.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Dr. Stan and certainly Bob is talking about the fact that there were supposedly going to be about 2 million motorcyclists in Washington, D.C. today, just suddenly demonstrating their concern about what happened on 911. Now, what happened? Well, there's no mention at all of motorcyclists going there. Basically, they've shown pictures of snow in Washington, D.C., so motorcyclists not going to be able to be there. Bob said, however, he saw one picture which showed a large concentration of motorcyclists. But if you had thousands or tens of thousands of motorcyclists there, and Bob says he saw a picture that looked like at least 20,000 motorcyclists in Washington, D.C., how would they simply not mention that? And the reason they can't mention it is because they control our reality. And basically, they largely determine what the American people hear, read, see, and ultimately what they believe. And if they want to black out something, they will block it out. You go right ahead, Bob.
Right. And see, they had a big deal. A while back, they had actually put in an application for a parade and demonstration and a rally for the motorcyclists. And it was denied, after 30 days or whatever. They got the back of denial on it. So they said, well, we're coming in anyhow, you know, so we'll just drive through. Like regular traffic. But they kept picking up over the last 30 days. They kept picking up all these motorcycle groups and clubs and organizations. And by the way, these aren't what we all commonly, when you see the motorcyclists, our first thought is, Hell's Angels and all those kinds of guys back in the 50s and 70s. And that's not what it is at all. A lot of these are... they're everything. They're regular business people, corporate executives, firefighters, policemen from other parts of the country, and all of that. So that old idea of seeing 10, 15 people together on motorcycles, it's not a Hell's Angels group usually. That kind of thing has all gone to the wayside. But us older folks kind of have that image in our mind. But I don't know. You know, it just really is. These are the things that these are small things unto themselves. But you have to look at this and be worried with the ability of free press not being free press. And of course, we fooled ourselves for so many years. And that's just not the case any longer. And they keep
so many of it's an awful lot of it, which I've got in the new videos, the new DVD coming out. So many miscellaneous things of really grave, severe importance that has been kept from us. And something again, I'm going to shift gears a little bit to keep this kind of interesting. Another point is, you know, the NASA programs and all of the now it's an international kind of a situation where we're involved with many nations with putting space programs out in the outer space and the satellites and everything else are utilizing even in the big space station up there now. It's an international, they use that term, space station with the Russians and many French and German all involved with these things. But if you ask somebody right now, an average American, you say, what's going on with the space and with NASA? Basically, you say, well, that's kind of shut down, isn't it? You know, that's the impression we get. The impression we get that, in fact, the NASA programs are they're really not doing much of anything. And if you keep track of it, which I do, it's every day or two there are huge things going on. There are big events taking place. There are shots going up still every few, whatever, every month or so. We have the space station. We have, again, like I said, multinational cooperation. They're sending their people up on a regular basis. They're continuing to build these things. They're continuing to carry out all sorts of very, very important space projects. And as far as the Americans and, well, actually, as the world is concerned, it's kind of like, oh, it's sort of been shut down to almost nothing. So why even bother looking at it? But there's an awful lot going out there, and they are not telling us unbelievable discoveries they're making out in outer space.
What do you find? What do we hear that they really are accomplishing? Have you got any idea?
And again, let me use an extraordinary, interesting situation. I briefly mentioned it a while back. 20 years ago, they had discovered on Saturn, they had discovered some funny thing that was indecipherable 20 years ago. It wasn't clear, but there was something on what is the North Pole of Saturn.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This Dan, and as Bob is talking about something on the planet of Saturn, and Saturn's a gigantic pattern. They have something, though, one of the poles. It's big enough they could put three Earths there. And the question is, what is it, and what is its significance, if any? Go right ahead, Bob.
And the so this rotates around. Now, what's really extra interesting also, there is a radio impulse signal that comes out, and they're implying that it comes from the center of Saturn, and it comes out a giving out a specific radio impulse, and it's on exactly the same time sequence of one revolution of this huge hexagon on the north pole of Saturn. Now,
but what's the significance of it?
Well, first off, the one significance is, what is it? In other words, if this is a physical structure, it is mind-boggling in terms of its size. Number two, if it is a physical structure, who did it? And now they've been watching this for like I said, 20 to 30 years, all right? And again, originally it was just like a vague kind of a thing. They thought it was maybe storms going on a basis, that regular basis. But then as they got in closer and closer, so you have to, you know, you have to realize it. And you can, by the way, see good films put out by NASA on the computer. You can just look it up. If you put in a Google and just Google NASA Saturn hexagon, you just use those three words, you'll get hooked up to NASA, and they will show you. You can see these films. Now, there was one guy that came forward, and I have a fair amount of science background, but I had to almost laugh, I guess. This fella came out and said, supposedly a guy from NASA trying to study this, he thought it was just a gigantic frozen, like a single snowflake. Okay. In other words, he was, he equated it to the design and shape of a snowflake.
Yeah, but I mean, this is as big as the Earth.
It's bigger than the Earth.
So basically, what is this all leading to?
I don't know. And again, my point in even mentioning this myself is that it's like this extreme example of again secrecy of government.
In other words, basically they have all these things and they're all classified because they don't want the American people to know. And why not let the American people know? Supposedly we have a free society. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a free society. The government has all sorts of secrets. You go to work for the government, you sign a secrecy agreement, and basically if you ever reveal what you've ever learned there, why, they can send you to prison for the rest of your life. Why? I mean, my goodness, we can't let the enemy know, but who is the enemy? I mean, don't think the Russians doesn't know what's going on? Or is it the American people are the enemy? Right. Is there certainly a ruling elite that has secrets that they don't want us to know? And, of course, my contention is that they realize there is a supernatural events taking place here on Earth and throughout the solar system. And the last thing they want us to understand is what this is all about. They certainly want us to believe in aliens. They want us to believe about creatures coming from other galaxies and all this sort of thing, and spaceships. The last thing they want you to understand is we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and basically, that is the problem. The problem is that, and of course, and you and I may differ a little bit on our approach to this, because I am absolutely 100% in belief that there certainly is other life all over the universe out there, this just by unbelievable numbers. And whether it falls into a spiritual category, or we just talking about good entities and bad entities, or a holy spirit or an evil spirit, good guys or bad guys. I'm not sure, you know, where that's going to go. I personally am absolutely a believer that there's untold numbers of other living entities out there. We have no idea where they are in terms of their development. I don't know if they're, how many might be extraordinarily advanced beyond us, or how many of them are almost back down to the equivalent of an ant or an amoeba. But life form is a life form, and I believe in the fact that there's so many of these. But if you, but not even going into that, see, the idea of their secrecy is such that, see, they don't want to open the door to any possibility of the people learning and getting a good understanding outside of their own small life circle, because you can't control a well-educated community. And the less that you know about life, and the less you know about what's going on, or what may be going on that is even criminal, the less you know about that, the easier you are to control. So they maintain this tight grip on all sorts of educational things. There's so much, like I say, the space program. They are so much farther with their accomplishments in scientific, mechanical, mechanics and electronics. We know they had the ability to give us free electricity years and years ago. And at this point in time, they have the ability to produce free electricity that pollutes nothing. It's like turns air into energy and then puts it back out as air, that type of a thing. And they keep all of this from the average American. That they just don't want you to go beyond sixth grade in your IQ. They don't want you even asking questions that a 12th grader in high school would ask. And it's pathetic. The older I get, the more I see. I have grandchildren and my own children grown up already. And I look and I see the lack of education and what they have done to the average youngster out there, occupying them with complete idiotic dribble. And keeping them away, almost like the burning of the books, keeping them away from anything that would look like a serious educational inquiry. It's mind-boggling. The school systems are just absolute trash, and they fix it up, so have it set up so that your children don't go to the school. They don't have any choices. You're almost obligated to send your kids to the government schools, which are completely turning out idiots. They have people in college that can't, are unable to even read three sentences without taking a break and going to a dictionary, you know. It's just amazing. Oh, so anyhow, a more just interesting few things on the the silly hexagon. All right, it appears to be 60 miles thick. It's 15,000 miles across is the actual measurement on this thing. Whatever it is, it's revolving. It revolves one revolution sequentially with a radio signal impulse. Now, when I say a radio impulse, now I don't want to misguide people. It could be, as we know, a signal of sorts, or it could be just an energy impulse. Although to do this for the last 20 years, every 10 hours, I think that sort of takes the natural energy movement, let's say like the movement of the earth underneath the ground and the earth, that something like that could happen and send out radio impulse. To do it for 20 years on a regular schedule, it's probably something else. And I don't know, you know, I'm putting out a question myself that's over my head because I certainly don't know. And they appear that they don't know. And the reason that NASA used in terms of saying that they didn't want to tell anybody was that until they got a better handle on what they thought it was, they didn't want to say anything. And, of course, now it's been 20 to 30 years watching this thing, and they still don't know. And we now have these great – they actually have what is motion pictures. What they are is individual frames, you know, sequentially transmitted back from their telescope. It's really something to look at. I don't know what the heck it is, but it sure – throws a lot of interesting questions out there.
Well, Chris, see, I have, at least from my point of view, this may be a supernatural manifestation of something of the supernatural. I believe there is a supernatural order, and you and I will agree to disagree on that. But anyway, I always love to have you as a guest. So go right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and again, you know, the term supernatural, I guess, maybe throws me off a little bit, Stan. And again, like I say, I'm a believer that the Almighty God, Maker of all things, of course, would probably not put all of his eggs in one basket, to use a crude term, and that the numbers, the sheer numbers out there in outer space, qualifies such that. That again, it makes me a firm believer that there are multitudes of other living entities out there. Now, in terms of, you know, spiritually looking at it from that approach there, I would say that likewise, it's almost inevitable that we would also have a lot of bad, let's say, evil spiritual creations and good spiritual creations, and that is in fact would be the constant battle that goes on you know throughout all of mankind. But anyhow, we get back to the more basic things, and that is we have some really bad liars out of Washington, and I've discovered so many secret equipment, aircraft, spacecraft of different types that we have now finished, we've had finished, and programs of that sort, the use of electronics, and that is so far what you and I used to see in our regular science laboratories at school. They're just so far advanced, and they're not sharing this stuff with the I understand that you. If you want to control people, which the intent is of the bad guys in government, if you want to control them, again, you don't want them to have too much. You know, they certainly don't want us to have the right to have arms. That's a big problem. See, that bothers them, because when they do martial law and clamp down on us, for whatever reason it may end up being, That's why they've been buying all the bullets themselves, and they've been buying all the weapons, and they've been digging the underground facilities and putting the foods under there and doing all of those sneaky, underhanded operations, and at the same time not telling us step by step when things are discovered. You know, where would we be if they had kept the secret of, Edison's, and the original creation of electricity and the light bulbs and all of those things and all of those inventions, Alexander Graham Bell's telephone. Where would we be if they had kept all that from the general public and just hooked it up for the government to use? You know, we'd still be wandering around like we were in the 1890s. You know, trying to figure out how to feed the horses.
Well, if we have an EMG attack or EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, maybe we will be back there. In fact,
right, that may clean our slate, and then we'll all be right back again. And that's not going to be very indiscriminate. So the bad guys are going to be in trouble with that too. And
that really does why it doesn't make sense, because basically I would think they would be doing everything they possibly can to basically, prevent this thing from happening. And the bad guys are not doing everything they can. That's what doesn't make sense, which makes me feel that there is another force out there that we don't know about.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Right. And that's my feeling. I think what has all of a sudden been the realization of, again, when I use that simple term, the bad guys, all of a sudden, I think there was the complete realization that there is some cataclysmic event going to take place. It's headed toward us. There may not be a good way to put a date on it today, but that it apparently, because of the expenditures in the last 10 years and the activities in the last 5 years, it appears that they are worried that it's going to take place rather soon. Now, whether this an electromagnetic force, the flares, if it's a natural thing for like corona events coming out of the sun, or if it's in fact an enemy that has the ability to just throw in a couple of bombs, dirty bombs in a couple of areas and blow out all of our electrical system. That I don't think that's not what it is. See, it's way, way above that. And so what their thought is, well, we're going to save X numbers of people, maybe a million people that we are designated we're going to try to save. So they're going to go underground. They've got all of the foodstuffs underground. They've got their generators. They got their fuel to run them for some unknown period of time, depending on how many are in there, different holes. And this is serious. They've got, this is all done. I mean, and when I say done, I mean, it's done sufficiently so that next week, if it happens, a bunch of people will be underground and will be living, and the rest of us on the top of the ground are not going to be.
Well, basically, Chris, Bob has been talking about Saturn and this strange hexagon there. Chris, somebody just called and pointed out that the real name for Saturn was Satan, basically, that they were one and the same, and we call it Saturn, but of course it is satanic. We don't know.
Oh, that's
interesting. It's all conjecture. But I will tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen, we live in fascinating, fascinating times. And for those of you who know the Lord, and we may disagree with some of our guests, but we do believe there's a spiritual battle taking place, because it's a lot easier to understand that way, because if you look at so much of what's going on today, it just doesn't make sense. And the fact that most people don't know about the underground facilities that are there, well, we'll be talking more about that later. We're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625.
613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Bob Fletcher. Tonight, why we're going to close by reminding you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And you can understand, certainly, what we're doing if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you agree with the fact, my contention, that we're involved in a spiritual battle, being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, financial battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle, and there really are powerful spiritual forces there, and we name names and we tell you exactly who's doing what. If you agree with us after reading the book, we hope many of you will decide you're going to support the Radio Liberty family of supporters on our effort to educate the American people. And I know we're touching people's lives. We have people often call and tell us that this has had an impact on them, and some of them will support us and others don't. And basically, if you can't afford to support us or unable to support us financially, we ask you to pray for my ministry and for my wife and my staff, for our provision and protection, because we truly are on the front line of a truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And as you see all these things out going on today, a lot of them just don't make sense unless you understand that there really are people out there who are totally dedicated to the dark side. There really are people out there who want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. And that's why you need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. That's Agenda 21, the covert plan. And then, of course, you want to get my talk on population control. It's the secret agenda. And if you don't have the facilities for that, why, certainly you can certainly go up on my website, radioliberty.com, or just go onto the internet and type in population control agenda. Population control agenda. You'll find something I wrote well over a decade ago. It's a little outdated, but it's Well, it's the best thing that's available today that will help you to understand what's going on at the Georgia Guidestones, will help you to understand certainly why the birth rate in America is falling, why the reproduction rate for the white population of America is 1.67 children per family. Nobody ever tells us that. They tell us the reproduction rate in America is 2.1 children per family, and it is. But it's not the white population. And basically, of course, if you get into Germany, 1.4 children per family, you need 2.1 children to reproduce. Germany is dying off. In France, and certainly in Italy and Portugal, 1.2 children per family, the same in Russia and Japan. All these countries are dying off 50 years from now. Why? There's just not going to be a population there. They intend to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And they're not simply going to wait for them to die. They're encouraging homosexuality. Why encourage homosexuality? Well, it's wonderful. They die young. They die suddenly 10, 15 years younger than then there's certainly the comparable people of comparable age who are heterosexual, and most of them don't have children. Isn't that wonderful? And the same thing is true with the lesbians. 1 in 3 lesbians will get breast carcinoma. Incidence is 1 in 8 women, 1 in 3 lesbians. But of course, they suppress this information. They want to kill them off, and you must understand we're up against organized evil. Certainly, America. Your tax money has been used to kill over 100,000 people in Syria. And where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Where is the outcry from our political leaders? We are financing the rebels, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a civil war in Syria. Certainly, the vast majority of the people who are fighting there are mercenaries who have been brought in from Chechnya, who have been brought in from all over the Near East and the Middle East and from Libya and from Africa. And they're being financed and trained and organized and armed and by the United States. Your tax money, your tax dollars at work. Oh, we're having some help from the Saudis, from Qatar, but basically they would not be doing this without the full backing and support of the CIA. And they say, well, these are not American soldiers. No, they're not American soldiers. They're American mercenaries. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.